This week on The Local Take, I've reached out to a few of the grassroots organizations that have helped to turn Georgia blue during this election cycle. This morning, we're speaking with Melody Bray from Georgia 55, a group of millennial women based out of the Goizueta Business School at Emory, whose aim is to make voting easy, fun, and delicious. They are working to make voting accessible to Metro Atlantans through a food-centric outreach with a particular focus on under-resourced communities on Atlanta's South Side. Melody Bray, welcome to The Local Take.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Well, please tell us about Georgia 55 and how your organization came about.
Sure. We are about as grassroots as it gets. It's four concerned citizens who saw a gap in what's going on in Atlanta, of what's being provided to Atlanta citizens and empowering them to vote, and kind of looked around and said, what can we do to help fill this gap? And so what we decided was that we can kind of approach it in a few different ways. One, is that we can make sure that we're educating voters on the practical things, like how do you get an absentee ballot and where are my ballot drop boxes and who's on the ballot itself, down to the things that are more of the soft touch aspects of being a voter. Like if you're standing in a long line, can I have a chair to sit in? Or I've been here for a couple hours, I would love a bite to eat, or it's hot outside, I'd like some water. Those things that might cause a person to say, maybe voting isn't worth my time, we're wanting to counteract that thought with positive reinforcement.
I love it. So education, and you're talking about food. Why did you think that that was the hook, you know, to engage with folks about voting?
Well, I mean, we're in the South, right? You know, everything is about food in the South. It's about gathering around the table with family. Look at us, you know, as we're coming up to Thanksgiving, everybody's contemplating what they're going to cook and how they're going to do it in these times, in these COVID times, because food is so important. And so why couldn't we just apply that to the voting context? You know, being able to gather around the voting booths around food and speak to one another by how we vote. It's a lot of the same concept of Southern hospitality. We just decided to apply that to the voting booth. And voters have been very receptive to it. You know, folks are feeling like it's kind of more of a festive atmosphere to come vote as opposed to civic duty, like jury duty, where everybody, you know, groans and, oh, no, we have to do this. We want voting to be something that people look forward to doing. And now, we think food can do that.
Now, how did the pandemic impact you all's efforts and engagement?
Well, it definitely did. It did on two avenues. One is that we have a number of volunteers, and volunteer safety is incredibly important to us. So we had to increase our training to make sure that our volunteers were interacting with the public in a way that kept them safe and the public safe. And then in grassroots, a lot of it is going door to door, you know, door knocking, a lot of in-person interaction. Normally you're at events and you set up a table. All of those events are gone, going door to door. Some people are doing it. Some people are uncomfortable. And as a person in a house, you know, I don't know who you are. I don't want to open the door to you. So we've had to pivot in the way that we reach out to folks. We're partnering with neighborhood associations so that neighbors can speak to neighbors, people that when I open my door, I recognize that face. So I feel a little more comfortable having a conversation with them as opposed to just a stranger showing up on your door. And we're also, you know, partnering with food banks, for instance. At the food banks, instead of having people show up to pick up food, they're dropping off food boxes and we're putting materials in those boxes so that we have a way to get into the home without potentially exposing someone to COVID in the midst of this pandemic.
Now, what has surprised you the most about working in this grassroots, where you say you guys are very, very grassroots. What has surprised you about being in this sector?
You know, that's a good question. I think one of the things that I really has surprised me, and has also surprised me in a good way, you know, Atlanta has this very deep grassroots history. You know, from the civil rights movement on, it's been about people mobilizing in order to affect change. And there was something in me wondering whether that was still around, whether that heart was still there. And I'm pleasantly surprised to say that it is still there and well. The generation behind those who led us in the civil rights movement, they clearly have passed something on to those of us who are in the next generation. And I think that the most surprising aspect, particularly in the midst of all kind of the negative energy that the pandemic is putting off, is the idea that people still want to help. Strangers still want to help strangers. Individuals who have a lot still want to provide resources to people who don't. And that to me is not just surprising, but it's also encouraging. And it should really encourage all of us to continue pushing forward with what we think is right and good to do.
And now, Melody, how did you get started in this type of community advocacy? You say it's you and four women who came together. You know, did you broach this subject with them? Were they surprised? Did you have to talk them into it? Or were they like, yes, let's get together? You know, how did you guys actually, you know, you want to do something, you want to make a change, but how did you come together to form Georgia 55 and actually do it?
Mm-hmm. So I would love to tell you a story about how this was some strategic grand scheme that our genius minds came up with, but it's actually kind of a happy accident. Back in 2018 for the gubernatorial election, and then in June, this past June, for the primaries, we were all kind of doing our own thing, doing what's called line warming, where you just bring food and drinks to folks who are standing in line. You know, I had a group of friends, Abby, Katie, Adelaide, they were all kind of trying to do what they could in their own circles to help folks in line. And, you know, it's a very 2020 thing that we got digitally introduced. So someone sent me a DM saying, hey, there are these people over here that are doing what you're doing. Have you spoken to them about it? And they got the same messages about me and each other. And so we all kind of just said, hey, do we want to pool our resources and see what we can do here? And what started off as us individually running to Costco and, you know, doing things on our own has now kind of expanded into having, you know, over 30 restaurant partnerships, more than 500 volunteers, hitting 220 polling locations on election day. It truly was the story of just seeing a need and being willing to do something about it, and letting the community come alongside with us to build something, which I think has really made an impact on this past general election, and I know will make an impact throughout the Senate runoff.
Now, you mentioned the 500 volunteers. How can our listeners, if they would like to get involved with Georgia 55, to volunteer with you, or some of our listeners have restaurants or other things, how should they reach out?
Absolutely. If you head to our website, georgia55.org, there's a Get Involved tab there, and that outlines pretty much whatever bucket you're in, whether it's your someone who just wants to contribute, you can donate there. If you own a restaurant or a food truck or have some sort of food resource that you have access to, there's a restaurant tab. Or if you're a person who wants to get out and get into a neighborhood and be able to provide door hangers to neighbors, there's a tab there as well to volunteer. You know, each thing that we are going to be doing between now and the runoff is very targeted because of how short of a time frame we have. But we need all of those things to make this work, particularly with such a short timeline. And we need people, we need restaurants, we need food, and we need contributions.
Well, Melanie,
so Georgia55.org.
I was going to say that website again is Georgia55.org. And I think the thing that you said that was encouraging to you, but that is also encouraging to me, is that people still want to help. You know, strangers helping other people. And I know we've got listeners that want to help. And I want to thank you and your friends for what you all are doing to help. And I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us this morning. That website again is Georgia55.org. Melody Bray, thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.